Grandma Pizza to Pickle Pizza. The Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams! Have your hair and nails gotten out of hand over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get you all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or visit their Facebook page for online booking. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon, a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season. The following is a special high school football playoff presentation of Tenora Rams football. Tonight, the Rams head into Clymer Stadium to take on the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. Here with all the action is Keith Brown.
Welcome to week three of the 2020 OHSAA playoffs. Coming up live from Clymer Stadium in Columbus Grove, Ohio, is the Tenora Rams traveling to take on the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. Tonight, Signs Excavating kickoff is set for 7 p.m. Signs Excavating offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating is the official pregame sponsor of the Tenora Rams live fall sports season. For all your excavating needs, call Josh 419-769-2290. And for trucking needs, call Brad 419-481-3738, or you can visit them on Facebook. Starting with the Rams of Tenora, they are coming in at 6-0 overall. Tenora finished 5-0 in the Green Meadows Conference play. So, how did they get here? Tenora opened the season with a shutout over Edgerton Bulldogs on the road, beating the Bulldogs 24-0. An impressive Week 2 showing followed, a 41-0 win at Hicksville, snapping a four-game losing streak to the Aces. Week 3, in the home opener, the Rams recorded their third straight shutout with a 53-0 win over Antwerp. In Week number 4, the Rams' defense allowed their first points of the season in a 41-20 win at Wayne Trace. The regular season finale was game number 5 of 5 for Tenora in the River Rivalry versus Ayersville. Tenora defeated the Pilots 39-21. And last Saturday night in their playoff opener after a bye week, Tenora battled GMC foe Hicksville again, beating the Aces 34-13. Tenora started slowly, heading into the half tied with the Aces at 7-all. A block punt by Grady Gusweiler and the ground attack of K.P. DeLarber keyed a second-half rally, propelling the Rams to a win. Tenora only played 5 regular season games due to a Week 1 bye. The Tenora Rams have 18 combined starters returning this season, 9 on each side of the ball. Blocking up front for Tenora's power rushing attack are guards Owen Tong and Elijah Ackerman, who was a GMC honorable mention last season. Both are returning senior starters. Joining them are Braden Saris and Tyler Hespe at the tackles and Eric Bone at center. They will clear the way for junior quarterback Nolan Schaefer, and a backfield of Christian Comiso, KP DeLarber, and Brandon Edwards. Through the air, Schaefer will target second-team GMC wideout senior Max Grube. The Rams will run the wing T while on offense, a staple the last 24 seasons for head coach Kenny Krause and his Tenora Rams offense. Tenora comes into tonight's game averaging 39.5 points a game, 275 yards on the ground, and 85 yards through the air. KP DeLarber leads the Rams rushing attack at 115 yards per game, followed by Christian Comiso at 76 yards per game. The defense tonight, the Rams will run a 5-2 with different variations. Tenora returns first team all-teamer Baden Hancock on defensive line. Joining him up front will be Bryce Bailey and Ben Mendez. At the linebacker spot, KP DeLarber, Christian Comiso, and Kaysen Wolfram in the Rams backfield. Senior defensive backs Mark and Max Grube. The Rams are giving up just 9 points on defense, so how did Columbus Grove get here? They are 7-0. Week 1, a 41-7 win. Blake Reynolds, 177-yard passing. Colin Metzger, 100 yards rushing. Week 2 win, 52-18. Metzger with 82 yards rushing. Week 3, at Allen East, a 30-21 win. Reynolds, 259 yards passing. Metzger, 107 yards rushing. Week 4, win over Delphus Jefferson, 45-6. Metzger, 107 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Week 5 versus at Crestview, 38-31. Reynolds, 218 yards passing. Gabe Clement, 122 yards receiving. Week 6, Allen East, 27-24 victory. Reynolds, 219 yards passing with 2 touchdowns. They also had a bye last week. Played Ottawa Hills, shutting out Ottawa Hills 59-0. Metzger, 228 yards passing. Quarterback Blake Reynolds has been a dual threat for the Bulldogs. His main target is senior wide receiver Gabe Clement, while the rushing attack is shared by a combination of quarterback Reynolds and running back Colin Metzger. So, it's time to meet Blake Reynolds for you Ram fans. 2019 Northwest Conference Player of the Year, also honorable mention last season as a state representative at quarterback. Blake Reynolds is also the career leader at Columbus Grove in passing yards, close to 6,000 yards passing, all-time leader in attempts, completions, and touchdown passes. Reynolds has been named to the All-Northwest Conference team his first 3 seasons and will obviously be named to a 4th after this season. Wide receiver Gabe Clement has been Columbus Grove's leading receiver, named to first team 2 years, and obviously a 3rd this season. Columbus Grove will run the spread offense similar to Wayne Trace and Hicksville and will utilize the 4-3 defense. Overall, 2020, the Bulldogs come in averaging 42 points a game. Defensively, Columbus Grove Bulldogs come in giving up just 15 points a game on defense. And Logan will have more about all this in his keys to the game coming up in a few seconds. Columbus Grove, coached by Andy Schaefer, his 9th season, 51 wins, 44 losses, 54% winning percentage. Andy Coles, Brandon Kraft, Tad Geis, Brandon Grisby, Derek Reitman, Christian Stechschulte, and Grant Cassidy, the assistants. Columbus Grove has made 14 playoff appearances. They are 20-12 overall. They're 8-0 in home games. The Bulldogs all-time are 7-1 against GMC opponents. Your Tenora Rams are coached by Kenny Krause overall at Tenora. Coach Krause, 167-40 in 24 years, 12 playoff appearances. He is 12-11 in 23 overall playoff games, 2 Final Four teams, 2014 and 15, and the overall winning percentage of 70%. The Rams are Division 6, Region 21. Assistant coach, Coach H, Mike Hausharn, Jeff Sleesher, Roger McKelvey, Aaron George, Eric Becker, Casey Helton, and Charlie Kelly. Superintendent at Tenora, Nicole Wells. Principal is Eric Tipton, Athletic Director Craig Rutter, Trainer Emily Trissel. This is the first meeting between these two teams. So coming up, we will have Logan with his keys to the game. And we may have to pause for a second for the national anthem, but Logan Bailey, former graduate, current University of Findlay offensive lineman, with his keys to tonight's game.
Thanks, Keith. Looking at Columbus Grove keys to success on the offensive side of the ball, this week a key to a Columbus Grove win over the Rams is going to be their special teams play and their utilization of their athletic wide receiver, Gabe Clement. The Columbus Grove Bulldogs have one of the top rushers in the area in running back Colin Metzger with 700 rushing yards, one of the top receivers and athletes in the area in wide receiver Gabe Clement, 481 receiving yards, four kicks slash punt return TDs, and one of the top quarterbacks in the area in Blake Reynolds, 1,042 passing yards, 10 passing TDs, and 9 rushing TDs. Their offense is loaded, but the Rams have stifled opponents' rushing attacks throughout the year. If the Bulldogs can attack the Rams secondary with Gabe Clement, Columbus Grove has the ability to light up the scoreboard against a tough Tenora defense and continue in the OHSAA playoffs. Looking for Columbus Grove on the defensive side of the ball, the Bulldogs will have the challenge of slowing down a commanding Tenora rushing attack composed of KP DeLarber, Christian Camuso, and Brandon Edwards. Tenora's opponents have yet to do so this year. The three running backs have combined for 1,383 rushing yards, 22 touchdowns, and 7 yards a carry average. It will be up to the Columbus Grove defensive linemen and stout linebacking core of Ethan Hawker, Ezra Jones, and Ryan Bogart to slow down the Rams' running attack. Linebacker Ethan Hawker will also be sure to pressure Tenora quarterback Nolan Schaefer in the passing game, who has 5 sacks on the year and is among the area's leader in sacks. The Columbus Grove front 7 can play with physicality, aggression, and pressure the quarterback when Tenora passes. The Bulldogs will be moving on in Region 22. Looking at Tenora keys to success on the offensive side of the ball. This week, a key to a Tenora win over Columbus Grove is going to be having a fast start. Last week, the Rams got off to a slow start against the Hicksville Aces. The slow start ended up making the score much closer in this rematch than the first matchup between Hicksville and Tenora. The Rams will need to come out of the gate firing. Tenora will need to establish their dominant run game early and use it often. When the time comes for the passing game, quarterback Nolan Schaefer will need to be precise. A quality team like Columbus Grove is going to try and load the box early and make the Rams pass. Nolan will need to have an excellent game and could potentially end up throwing close to 20 passes this game. The veteran signal caller will need to show his poise in the pocket, which he has displayed on countless occasions throughout the season. The last factor on offense will be the Rams' secret weapon and wide receiver sophomore, Cole Anders. Anders has made his presence known in the second half of the season, filling in for injured Cole Camuso. Cole has shown his explosiveness and speed on offense, defense, and special teams. Anders has manufactured multiple large gains during both kick and punt returns. These returns provided a spark for the Rams in times of need. Similar to special teams, Anders has also brought factor on the offensive side of the ball. Throughout the last few weeks, Anders has numerous clutch catches and electrifying runs while spinning and dodging defenders. I think the use of the fleet-footed Cole Anders plays a large role in a win for the Rams come Saturday. Looking for the Rams on the defensive side of the ball. The Rams will have their hands full this Saturday, tonight, at Clymer Stadium. The Bulldogs of Columbus Grove have multiple offensive threats in their quarterback Blake Reynolds, running back Colin Metzger, and wide receiver Gabe Clement. All three have established themselves to be playmakers and potential All-Ohio caliber players. It's up to the entire defense to play with reckless abandonment and physicality come Saturday. Tenora will be tested more in this playoff game than they have been all year. It will need to be a complete team effort between coaches and coaching scheme, as well as players in a passionate effort. The Rams need to be on their A-game in order to halt the athletic Columbus Grove offense. Guys like defensive end Bryce Bailey, defensive tackle Baden Hancock, and defensive end Ben Mendez all need to apply tremendous pressure to the Columbus Grove's quarterback. The previous players have 4.5, 4, and 2.5 sacks, respectively. They will be challenged with a bulky Columbus Grove offensive line. The linebacker core of KP DeLarber, Kaysen Wolfram, and Christian Camuso will have the duty of clogging gaps and containing 700-yard rusher Colin Metzger and dual-threat quarterback Blake Reynolds. Both Columbus Grove players have combined for 26 of their offensive touchdowns. Last but not least, the defensive backs of Mark Grube, Max Grube, and Gavin Eckert have the challenge of guarding Columbus Grove wide receiver Gabe Clement. The trio of Rams defensive backs have combined for a total of 6 interceptions, 66 tackles, and 18 pass breakups. It will take the position group as a whole to stop the production of the Bulldogs' nimble wide receiver. The final key to the game will be Tenora's special teams play, primarily kickoff and punt. Gabe Clement of the Bulldogs is currently averaging nearly 40 yards a return for both punt return and kickoff return, in addition to scoring 4 total touchdowns on returns. Clement leads the area far and wide in the return game. The Rams need to do their best to avoid kicking the ball to him at all costs. If Clement does get the ball, it is a must that Tenora wraps up while tackling and as a team flies to the ball carrier. If the Rams don't control the special teams portion of the ball game, they may find themselves in deep trouble.
All right. Thank you, Logan. And, yes, we discussed this during pregame. Probably field position will definitely be a huge part in tonight's contest. So wherever you are and however you may be listening, thanks for tuning in to tonight's pregame coming up live from Columbus Grove High School's Clymer Stadium. It's the 6-0 Tenora Rams taking on the 7-0 Columbus Grove Bulldogs in round three of the OHSA playoffs. Thanks for tuning into tonight's Science Excavating pregame show. Science Excavating, the official pregame sponsor of the fall sports season here at Tenora Rams Live. For all your excavating needs, call Josh, 419-769-2290. For trucking needs, call Brad, 419-481-3738. Or, of course, you can visit them on Facebook or at Science Excavating on the web. GMC Weekly Review, while we're waiting for the anthem here. Edgerton, 4-3, unfortunately had their season cut unexpectedly short last week, in the right before the playoff game. Fairview, they are 7-0. They are hosting Woodward tonight. Woodward also 7-0, one of the better playoff games in the area. That's actually at Defiance High School, and probably should be a shootout for sure. Wayne Trace, they are 5-4. They hosted Paulding last night and defeated the Panthers 22-14. In a very uncharacteristic-like Wayne Trace, Trevor Spies, 31 carries, 156 yards, 296 total yards of rushing for the Raiders. And we will pause for the playing of our national anthem. Playing of the national anthem by the Columbus Grove Band. Picking up where we left off. Yes, last night, Wayne Trace, very uncharacteristically, 296 yards rushing. Trevor Spies, 156 yards rushing. When I saw that, I thought that has to be passing. No, Trevor, 31 carries, 156 yards on the ground. Hicksville hosted Eden. They lost a shootout, 56-36. Blue Bombers quarterback Drew Gallahue, 5 touchdown passes. Hicksville Core Wortman had 3 scores for the Aces. Next week, Hicksville is at Antwerp. Antwerp last night hosted and shut out the Hilltop Cadets, 42-0. Keaton Altimus, 237-yard passing and 3 touchdowns. Next Friday, they are hosting Hicksville. Ayersville, right before their game against Delta, had that game canceled. Holgate which will be leaving the conference, but we still include them. They are 4-2 last night. They beat Tri-State Crusaders 34-6. Overall, in 2 years of eight-man football, the Holgate football program is 13-2. And lastly, Paulding, which will be joining the season, the start of the 2021 school year, played Wayne Trace last night. Or they played Wayne Trace next week. They lost last night. 22-14. Kyle Manns, 74 yards rushing. Peyton Beckman, 132 yards passing for the Panthers. So next year we'll be welcoming in the Paulding Panthers to the GMC as Holgate X's. Tonight, mostly sunny as the sun sets here at Columbus Grove. Kickoff temperature will be 44 degrees. Tenora is in the white uniforms. Green numbers, black trim, black pants, forest green helmets for Columbus Grove. Red jerseys, white numbers, black trim, dark gray pants, silver helmets. For those of you listening on Facebook Live, we appreciate it. For those of you listening on the audio side, we also appreciate that. Round number three, the winner advances next week for a chance to play for a berth in the Final Four. Probably the biggest game in Tenora's program history since 2015 when they played Marion Local. So best of luck for the Rams tonight. Teeing the ball up on the near side hash is Christian Camaso. Will be taking over the kicking duties tonight. So Camaso has the ball teed up at the 40. Squib kick. Picked up by one of the upmen by Columbus Grove. Makes a few Rams miss, and he's brought down just short of the 40-yard line. So Columbus Grove will open up on offense. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Obviously, if the Rams special teams worked on this probably a lot this year, they don't want to kick the ball deep. Gabe Clement's pretty well averaging about 35 yards a return. So 37 on punts, 41 on kickoffs, actually. So shotgun formation, which is basically the formation that they will operate out of. Blake Reynolds, Metzger, takes the handoff, goes nowhere, met by the Rams defense. Reynolds hands to Metzger. Maybe lost a half a yard on the play. Bring up second and just over 10 yards. Thanks for Batten Stevens for the video tonight. Logan Bailey again on the video. We have our video problem solved, as you can see. Clement back to pass, fires over here. Reynolds to Clement over here on the sideline. Basically no gain. Third and 10 for the Columbus Grove offense. One receiver near side, two far side. Reynolds in the shotgun formation. Metzger right behind him. Reynolds still looking, play clock's at 12, takes a snap, looking, Reynolds looking, tucks it, he's going to run, fires out here, hits a wide open, Colin Metzger, Metzger to the 40, into the territory, to 30, to the 20, huge third down play by the Columbus Grove offense. Rams defense had him bottled up. Unfortunately, Metzger snuck out of the backfield and Reynolds hit him for a huge first down. First and 10 from the Tenora 20 here on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Before the handoff was made, there is a flag and we'll have a false start on the Columbus Grove offense. Thanks to all of our sponsors tonight for making all this possible for everybody at home that could not be here. Shotgun formation. Three receivers far side. Reynolds shotgun. Metzger takes the handoff, and he's hit in the backfield by Baden Hancock. Hancock brings down Metzger for a 5-yard loss. I think second and 15 just underway here at Columbus Grove. Opening possession, 9:55 and counting. No score on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Ball's on the near side hash for Columbus Grove. Two receivers far side. Three receivers far side. One back next to Reynolds. That is Colin Metzger. Metzger. Reynolds. Looking. Still looking. Metzger under pressure. Looking. Trying to get away. Still looting. Fires into the end zone. Out of bounds. Fantastic defensive pressure by Bryce Bailey. Ben Mendez in there. Dallas Dockenhouse also in there. So our video is 100% better this week. We had a little snafu last week, but we've made it all better this week. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Third and 16 for the Columbus Grove offense. 9:24, opening quarter, no score. Two receivers near side, one far side. Reynolds shotgun formation. Metzger right behind him. Reynolds takes a snap, straight back drop, fires in the flat, has a receiver out there making the catch. Schrader close to a first down, but he's going to be about 4 or 5 yards short. So gain of 12 on the play for the offense. Now here's another weapon for Columbus Grove. All-state kicker Reese Verhoff on the field. Verhoff, basically automatic. Be fourth and four from the Tenora 14, 9:15 remaining. No score. He is on the near side hash. Landon Myers on the hold. Kick is up. And it's good. 24-yard field goal. Puts Columbus Grove on top.
Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams! Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
So the Ram defense held on that possession, opening possession by Columbus Grove. So, again, all-state kicker, Reese Verhoff, will probably kick this into the end zone. He's equivalent of a few kickers the Rams have had over the last 15, 20 years. Actually, this is not a squib kick, but picked up by one of the upmen at the 20 for the Rams. Far side goes Edwards. Edwards picks it up, goes over to the 30, knocked down about the 33-yard line, so the Rams offense. Nolan Schaefer in with the play from head coach Kenny Krause. So, see what the Columbus Grove defense probably doesn't see a lot of offenses like the Rams wing T, so we'll see what they have up their sleeves. Probably difficult to practice against this. So we'll see two receivers near side. One back in the backfield, Commisso. In motion is DeLarber. Schaefer under center. Schaefer rolls. Looking. He's under pressure. And down goes Schaefer. Sacked at the 20 for a 13-yard loss. So it will be second and 19 for the Rams offense. 8:40. Underway first quarter. Columbus Grove 3. Tenora first possession. On your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Rams break the huddle. Got three receivers far side. Schaefer, shotgun, direct snap to him, runs. Gain of about one on the play for Nolan. Will bring up third and long for the Rams offense. Third and 19, or third and 18, 8:05 and counting. 3-0 here at Clymer Stadium, home of the Columbus Grove Bulldogs in Columbus Grove, Ohio. .750 and counting. Schaefer under center, one back in the backfield. Andrews in motion. Schaefer drops back, fires out here, hits DeLarber. DeLarber makes the catch, across the 30 to about the 32, but he's well short of a first down. Gain of about six on the play. So the Rams went a little bit out of their shell on that possession. So Rams will punt the ball back to Columbus Grove, hopefully kicking away from Gabe Clement, who's averaging 37 yards punt return. Mendez back to kick. Mendez gets the ball away, kicks it on the far side, hits it about the 45, rolls close to the 50. Not a very good punt by the Rams. 15-yard punt by the Rams special team. So they will take over. Columbus Groveville, first and 10 in Tenora territory at the 48-yard line. 7:26 remaining, 3-0 Columbus Grove. Live from Clymer Stadium on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Far side Ash, two receivers far side, two near side. Reynolds shotgun formation, Metzger next to him. Metzger looking, fires over here in the flat, has a receiver, makes the catch at the 50. Baxter's brought down, gain of one on the play. Braylon Baxter on the catch for Columbus Grove. With the exception of one play, the Rams defense has pretty well held Columbus Grove. Two receivers far side, two near side. Ball's on the near side hash. Reynolds straight ahead with the run. Dodges outside, makes a man miss. First down, Columbus Grove falls forward to about the 37-yard line. Or 34, my apologies. We're broadcasting outside tonight, so it's a little chilly for us. So we're with the fans tonight. Lots of media here on site. 6:37 and counting. First and 10, Columbus Grove. Metzger with the keepers and trapped in the backfield. Christian Camaso gets Metzger. 2-yard loss on the play. We're approaching the 6-minute mark. 3-0 Columbus Grove on a 24-yard field goal by Reese Verhoff. Ball's on the far side hash. Two receivers far side, two near side. Again, shotgun formation by Reynolds. Throws it far side. Catch is made out there. Instant tackle. Max Grube on John Bannell. So Bannell with the catch. Gain of seven on the play. Will bring up a third down and five for the Rams defense. Third and five from the Tenora 29-yard line. Far side hash. Three receivers far, none near. Metzger in the backfield next to Reynolds. Directly behind him. Reynolds gets the snap, goes straight ahead, and he's trapped after a gain of two. Brought down by Mendez and Camaso. Bring up fourth and three for Columbus Grove. Let's see what they do. Looks like they're keeping the offense out there. The ball's on the Tenora 26. Would be about a 44, 45-yard attempt. So they're going to go for this fourth and three. Handoff inside. Metzger breaks free. First down and more. All the way down to Tenora 10. Metzger with a gain of 16. Rams had a chance to get him in the backfield. He eluded them. went ahead for a first down. Will be first and goal for Columbus Grove for 48 and counting, 3-0. Bulldogs of Columbus Grove over the Tenora Rams. Three receivers far side. Metzger next to Reynolds. Pitch goes to Clement. Clement cuts it up inside, and he dives for the end zone. Looks like he has it. Clement with a 9-yard touchdown run. Still with 4:28 remaining. Columbus Grove with a 9-0 lead over the Rams. The Rams really can't get too far behind. They're not really high explosive offense, but we'll see what happens. The game is not over. It's still early. 4:28 remaining, opening quarter. Verhoff in for the extra point. Extra point by Verhoff is good. So with 4:28 remaining in the opening quarter, Bulldogs of Columbus Grove 10, Tenora Rams nothing.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of hand over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get you all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or visit their Facebook page for online booking. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon, a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Here comes more Tenora Rams sports action.
Back here. Reese Verhoff has it teed up right in the middle at the 40. Verhoff approaches the ball, right foot kick at the 10-yard line. Picked up by Edwards. Edwards straight ahead, across the 20, 25, maybe got to the 26-yard line. So the Rams offense will take over their second possession, trailing 10-0 with 4:20 remaining in the first quarter. First possession, the Rams went outside the box on offense, trying some non-Ram-like plays, but see if we can get back to Ram football here on this possession. Rams break the huddle. One receiver far side, Max Grube. Near side receiver, Cole Anders. Two backs in the backfield. Wolfram in motion. Schaefer under center. Schaefer inside handoff to DeLarber. Breaks it outside. KP crossed the 35 to the 37, 38-yard line. First down Rams. KP DeLarber. The big pickup. Gain of 13 and a first down Tenora. Ball's on the near side hash for those in listening on the radio. Rams are going right to left. Rams in all white jerseys, black pants. Schaefer straight back, fires deep. Scott Grube out there. Grube hauls it in. Max short of the goal line. Grube. The fingertip grab out there from Schaefer all the way down to about the 2-yard line, it looks like. 4-yard line, they'll call it. Fantastic fingertip catch, Max Grube from Nolan Schaefer. First and goal Rams from the 4-yard line. Grube comes out. Christian Camaso comes in for the Rams attack. Brandon Edwards also coming out. Balls on the far side hash for those of you on radio, simulcast, Facebook Live, and audio. Three backs in the backfield. Inside handoff, Christian Camaso. He's in for a touchdown. Christian Camaso from 4 yards out. So with 3:34 remaining, the Rams cut the lead 10-6. Extra point coming up. Camp on for the extra point. Schaefer on the hold. Camp. Kicking. Kick looks like it's good, and it is. Rams cut the lead 10-7.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season.
And they didn't give us our minute. They're supposed to be between kicks. But as you saw, and if you are listening on Facebook or listening on the radio, squib kick picked up by one of the upmen brought back to the 42-yard line. So basically the Rams are just going to kind of squib kick it all night long. They just don't want to kick it deep to Gabe Clement, who's averaging 41 yards per kickoff return. So Nolan Schaefer on defense this game. His assignment is to guard Gabe Clement. Shotgun formation, man in motion. Reynolds gives it to Metzger. Metzger straight ahead. Gain of maybe 3 on the play. Outside of a couple big plays, the Rams defense has held the explosive Columbus Grove offense. Two receivers far side, 2 near side. Metzger in the backfield. Shotgun Reynolds. Gives it to Metzger again. Straight ahead. Gain of maybe 1 for Metzger. Bring up a 3rd down and about 7, maybe 8. A long 7, we'll call it. 3rd and a long 7. Big play again for the Rams defense here. 2:47 remaining in the first quarter. Tenora trailing by 3. Columbus Grove 10. Tenora 7 on your drop zone pizzeria scoreboard. Ball's on the far side hash. Reynolds shotgun. Comes near side, looking out here. Fires out here. The ball's caught by Clement for a 1st down. Tackled by Schaefer. Gabe Clement went down to 1 knee. Caught that one. Huge 3rd down again converted by the Bulldogs offense. 2:20 and counting. Columbus Grove 10, Tenora 7 in the first quarter. Ball's on the near side hash. 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. Inside handoff. Metzger's knocked down there. Gain of maybe 1 on the play. Tackle by Baden Hancock. Hancock on the tackle for the Rams. Under the 2-minute mark. Reynolds fires out there. Has a receiver. Schroeder met the catch. 1st down. Schroeder and the Bulldogs. All the way down to the Tenora 30-yard line. Quick hitter for the Bulldogs offense. Down to Tenora 31, the 1st and 10, 1:40 and counting. Tenora trailing by 3, 10-7. Man in motion. Reynolds inside handoff goes to Metzger, and he's bottled up again. A whistle on the play. Stoppage of play for a brief second. Still waiting to start the play clock, and there that goes. 2:24 and counting now. Columbus Grove 10, Tenora 7. First quarter action on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Again, thanks for tuning in, everybody, on Facebook Live, and those that can't, on the audio app. Ball far side hash. Reynolds shotgun formation. Clement back to him. Metzger takes the handoff. That was Metzger next to Reynolds. My apologies. Metzger takes the handoff. Gain of about 3. Another 3rd down play coming up for the Bulldogs offense and the Rams defense. 3rd and 9 from the 29-yard line with 44 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. 10-7, Columbus Grove over Tenora. Three receivers far side. High snap. Reynolds takes it, breaks a couple tackles, bowling over some defenders all the way down to the Tenora 11-yard line. It looks like gain of about 18 on the play. First down, Bulldogs. As we said, Blake Reynolds is All-State honorable mention last year. He'll be a four-time first-teamer at quarterback. 6'4", about 200 pounds. One of the better offenses the Rams has faced in the last 6-7 years, quite honestly. They run one play right at double zero. Straight ahead goes Reynolds. He's brought down maybe a gain of one on the play. And that is the end of the first quarter. Here from Clymer Stadium, Columbus Grove 10, Tenora 7.
Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Do you need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66, north in Defiance, Ohio, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything. Well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. If you need a small loan, Wooden Indian Pawn can assist you with that as well. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880 or visit online at woodenindianpawn.com and be sure to check out their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams! Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
Interesting first quarter, to say the least. Columbus Grove jumped out to a quick 10-0 lead. Tenora answered with a Christian Camaso 4-yard touchdown run off of a fantastic Max Grube from Nolan Schaefer fingertip catch. Here, 2nd and 10 from the Tenora 12, just the start of the second quarter. Columbus Grove will be going right to left. Reynolds straight back drop, looking, fires over there. The ball falls harmlessly incomplete, but we have a flag. Clement out of the backfield was the intended receiver. Looks like he may have got hooked out of the backfield. Officials sorting this out there. But more than likely will be a holding on the Rams defense. Yep. So that will move the ball up 5 yards. Should be 2nd and 5 from about the 7, looks like. We don't have a high view like we usually have, so apologize for that. 2nd and 5 from the 7-yard line. Reynolds close to the goal line, but he does not get in. KP DeLarber on the tackle for the Rams. Thanks for the Bulldog fans for tuning in, too. Appreciate everybody for tuning in. 3rd and 1 from the 3. The Bulldogs can get a first down. 3 receivers near side. 1 back in the backfield next to Reynolds. That's Metzger. Reynolds takes the handoff, goes straight ahead, falls forward. Looks like he has the first down. So we'll be 1st and goal, Bulldogs. Just underway, 2nd quarter. Columbus Grove 10, Tenora 7 from Clymer Stadium in Columbus Grove, home of the Bulldogs. So we'll be 1st and goal from the 1-yard line for Columbus Grove. Reynolds under center, goes straight ahead. He's met by a wall of Rams, but he falls into the end zone for a 1-yard touchdown. Blake Reynolds from 1 yard out. gives Columbus Grove a 16-7 lead. Extra point coming up. Reese Bearhoff. Bearhoff is the version of Marcus Reed for Ram fans, to give a little perspective there. Kick up, and it is good. We have some whistles. We may have a flag out there. So it will take the wave the flag off, so it'll be 17-7 with 10:54 remaining in the second quarter.
Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal projects and can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. For excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290, or for trucking needs, call Brad at 419-481-3738. Be sure to visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your local excavating and trucking specialist, says go Rams.
Verhoff has the ball teed up at the 40. Right in the middle of the hash. Right-footed kicker slams it. Taken at the 5-yard line by Brandon Edwards. Edwards crossed the 20 to the 30, all the way out to the 35-yard line. Goes Brandon Edwards. Nice return by Edwards. About a 30-yard return for Brandon. So the Rams offense will take over. First and 10 from their own 34-yard line. 10:50 remaining. Columbus Grove 17, Tenora 7. Rams break the huddle. They got two receivers going far. Anders and Grube, two backs in the backfield, Commisso, DeLarber, Schaefer under center, inside handoff to KP DeLarber, he's stacked up, nowhere to go. Also maybe a half yard on the play, so basically still be second and 10. Again, we thank everybody for tuning in. Can't thank everybody enough. Thanks to our sponsors who make this possible. And thanks for Matt and Stevens for sponsoring the video, and thanks for Logan for running it. Rams break the huddle. Three receivers near side, one far side. Shotgun formation. Schaefer out of the backfield. Hits Edwards. Edwards with the catch. Falls forward to about the 41-yard line. Will be close but short of a first down. Will be about third and four, maybe three for the Rams offense. Been a while since we've seen some of these formations, probably all the way back when Brevin was quarterback, Brevin Renelet. Four receivers set for the Rams. Don't see that hardly ever. Third and three from their own 41-yard line. Schaefer stumbles. Looks to keep it. Keeps it. Across the 45. Gets to the 50. Makes a man miss to the 45. To the 40. Tackled out of bounds. First down to Nora. Nolan Schaefer and the Ram offense convert to third and three. Huge run. Nolan went to pitch. Stumbled. Regained his balance. Just kept it. Turned the corner around the right side of the Rams offensive line for a huge gain and a Tenora first down. Grube and Christian Commisso out. Cole unable to play tonight. Cole Anders taking his spot. DeLarber and Edwards in the backfield. Schaefer back under center. Anders at the wing. Schaefer inside handoff goes to Anders. Cole, with a gain of about two on the play, will bring up second and eight for the Rams offense. 17-7 Columbus Grove. 9 minutes and counting on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Rather chilly night here at Columbus Grove. Opening kick off temperature was 46 degrees. Schaefer under center, ball's on the near side hash. Wolfram adjusts, Wolfram in motion, sets on the other side. Grube receiver, pitch goes to Christian Camaso, turns the corner to the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Be close to a first down, maybe just a little bit short. Third and a long one, we'll call it. 8-18 and counting. 17-7 Bulldogs of Columbus Grove over Tenora. Rams with a huge third and two. Grube near side receiver. Two backs in the backfield, Camaso and DeLarber. Anders at the wing. Inside handoff goes to Christian Camaso. Falls forward for a Rams first down. Big, big first down for the Rams offense. First and 10 from the Columbus Grove 28-yard line. Rams trail by 10, 17-7, but driving. Rams break the huddle. Anders far side receiver. Near side receiver is Grube. We have a whistle, and we have a timeout. Timeout. Columbus Grove.
Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School as well as the Tri-County area since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much, much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery also offers custom artwork if it is needed to complete your project. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street, right here in Defiance, Ohio. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. If you are looking for a customizable item, Higbee Embroidery is your place. Higbee Embroidery, a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award.
Back here, 7:29 remaining after the Columbus Grove timeout, 17-7. Bulldogs with a 10-point lead. Tenora at the Columbus Grove 28. Thanks for all the comments and everybody for tuning in. And yes, Kip was a heck of a running back in the day. Tight formation for the Rams. Handoff goes to DeLarber. DeLarber off the left side. KP breaks a couple tackles all the way down to the 15-yard line. Gain of about 13 for KP. Approaching the 7-minute mark. Rams with three timeouts remaining. Columbus Grove with two. Grube near side receiver. Edwards and DeLarber in the backfield. Schaefer under center. Goes to Edwards. Straight ahead goes Brandon Edwards. Spins. Falls forward. Wrestled to the ground by a Bulldog. Gain of two by Brandon. Second and 8 from the Bulldog 13-yard line. Rams driving here in the second quarter. Trailing by 10. Shout out to the cross-country teams, boys and girls. Boys finished second, girls fourth, and they're both out of the districts on to the regionals. Schaefer fakes, fires out here. He's got a receiver. Edwards out of the backfield. Edwards. Gain of about 4 on the play. Be another huge third down, and the Rams, Lady Rams volleyball team will play Norwood on Monday. Or Millbury Lake, my apologies. They play at Fairview, Millbury Lake. Third and 5, Rams, balls on the 10-yard line of Columbus Grove. Two backs in the backfield. Anders in motion. Schaefer under center. Gives the ball to DeLarber. Straight ahead. KP. Close to the 5-yard line goes DeLarber. He's going to be close to a Rams first down. It's going to be short. Fourth and one for the Rams offense. Huge call. 5 minutes and counting. Rams down by 10, 17-7. Here comes Grube. Marcus in. Schaefer with the play. Play clock is at 13, so the Rams have time. Grube breaks the huddle, goes far side. Tight formation. Three backs in the backfield. Schaefer under center. Gets a snap. Schaefer straight ahead. He has a first down. All the way down to looks like the 2-yard line. 4-yard gain by Schaefer on the quarterback sneak. First and goal Rams. So a fantastic time for Tenora Rams Sports right now. Cross country teams advancing. Lady Rams advancing. Playing Monday, playoff game, round three for the Rams. First and goal from the three. Three backs in the backfield. Edwards, Camuso, DeLarber. Schaefer under center, straight ahead goes Nolan. He's close, and he's in. Schaefer from 3 yards out. Puts the Rams on the board again. 17-13 with 4:15 remaining. Extra point coming up by Dylan Camp. Thanks, Mike and Carol. Reba, going to have slurred speech tonight. And Tracy, we're freezing to death out here. So, Camp kick up by Dylan Camp. It looks good, and it is. Camp puts the Rams another point closer, trailing 17-14. 4:15 remaining. Columbus Grove 17. Tenora 14.
Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
Camuso has the ball teed up at the 40. Pits at the 25. Picked up by Schroeder. Schroeder across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Jackson Schroeder of Columbus Grove. Columbus Grove offense takes over with 4:08 remaining. Rams have again battled back. Columbus Grove 17, Tenora 14, 4:08 remaining in the second quarter here from Clymer Stadium in Columbus Grove, the home of the Bulldogs. Signs Excavating pregame will have the Bidlack investment postgame and the Higbee Embroidery player of the game if the Rams win. Shotgun. Reynolds retreating, fires into his own bench, out of bounds. Pass is incomplete. We have a whistle. Looks like we have a flag out there. Flag in the area of... should be a intentional grounding. There wasn't a receiver out there, so that's what the flag is. We'll back up the Columbus Grove offense with a penalty and the loss of down. Thank you, Mike and Carol. We should have brought some hand warmers and hot chocolate up here with us. Hey, but where would you rather be in week three of playoffs when you didn't think you'd even have a football season? So Reynolds looking, throws over here, picked up by Schroeder. He's close to a first down. Schroeder with the catch. He's knocked down about the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. Jackson Schroeder. 274 yards on 15 catches coming into this game. 3 touchdown passes. So, should be third down. They have it second, but I thought it was third. Second and two. Two receivers far side, two near side. Metzger in the backfield. Reynolds, play clock still at 18. Plenty of time. They don't huddle, the Bulldogs are speaking of. Reynolds straight ahead. He's close to the first down. I think he's a little short. Reynolds may be short by maybe length of the football. So it should be third and short. Officials timeout for a measurement. Laura, Cheryl, Vinny, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate each and everybody tuning in tonight. We actually set a record, at least for video, Facebook Live, and I'm sure audio. We're usually averaging close to, believe it or not, like 350 viewers and listeners this season. So they got the first down by the nose of the ball. So Columbus Grove converts. Take over. They will continue the drive. First and 10, 3:14 and counting from their own 47. Two receivers near side, two far side, one back. Next to Reynolds, Metzger. Columbus Grove in the red jerseys and dark gray pants. Inside handoff to Metzger. Falls forward close to the 50. Gain of about 3 on the play for Columbus Grove. Rams in the all-white jerseys, green numbers, black trim, black pants, forest green helmets. Down to 2:40, second and 7 from the 49-yard line. Reynolds throws it out here, diving catch, in and out of the hands of Jackson Schroeder. Nice attempt by Schroeder, would have been close to a first down, but the ball falls incomplete into the Rams' sideline. Bring up a 3rd and 8. 2:33 remaining. Columbus Grove 17, Tenora 14 on your Drop Zone Pizzeria. Big third down for the Rams defense coming up again. Columbus Grove has yet to punt. Tenora has punted once. Shotgun formation, Reynolds. Two receivers near side, two far side. Metzger off to his right in the backfield. Play clock is at 15. We have an illegal motion. Flags on the play. False start on Columbus Grove. That'll back them up 5. Be 3rd and 13. Two timeouts remaining for Columbus Grove. Three receivers far side, one near side. Metzger next to Reynolds to his right. Play clock at 4:03. Shotgun. Inside handoff goes to Metzger. Metzger going to be brought down at the 50. Falls to the 49, but he's short of a first down. Short by about 5. 2:18 and counting. Looks like they're going to punt. Special teams are coming out for both teams. Rams defense has held them. It'll be 4th and 7. The ball is right at the 50. Again, I apologize. We're off on some of our markers. We're setting in with the fans tonight. Not our usual cozy spot in the press box. But, hey, like I said earlier, it's week 3 of the playoffs, and I don't care if it was 20 below. We'd be here doing this. Thanks to Batten Stevens and Logan Bailey on the video. Thanks to all of our sponsors, and thanks to you for tuning in on Facebook Live and the Tenora Rams radio app. Punt almost blocked again. Rolls all the way down at the 1 yard line. Picked up by Cole Anders at the 1. Runs it out to about the 2. Grady Gusweiler with 2 black punts last week. Almost had this one. So the Rams offense with 1:31 remaining, 2 timeouts, I believe, for Columbus Grove. The Rams have the ball on their own 2-yard line. So Schaefer has the Rams offense basically under their own goalpost, let alone the shadow. Schaefer falls forward to about the 5. Nolan with a gain of 3 on the play. Timeout. Columbus Grove, that's their second timeout. They have 1 remaining. So it's going to be close if Tenora can run the clock out before they have to punt. I think they're going to have to punt it out of the end zone with a few seconds remaining. Ian Santos, thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your service. We appreciate that very much. Just been a couple short years, actually, since you were out here. Actually, 1. So thank you. 1:23 remaining. 2nd and 7. The ball is on Tenora's own 4-yard line. They cut the lead to 17-14. Schaefer under center. Keeps it again. Falls forward. He breaks a couple tackles. Down to the 20, 30, 40, 50. Schaefer breaks 3 to the 40. Makes a man miss. 30, 20, 10. Schaefer goes all the way. 96 yards. Nolan Schaefer gives the Rams the lead. Unbelievable. Schaefer and the Rams basically trying to get out of the shadows of their own goalpost just to get some yards for a punt and run time off the clock. Bust free for a 96-yard touchdown with 1:04 remaining. Extra point coming by Camp. Rams take the lead. Schaefer gets the snap down. Camp's kick is up and it's good. Rams 21, Columbus Grove 17. 1:04 remaining.
The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
Drop Zone Pizzeria, in-game scoreboard sponsor and social media sponsor. Number 1 pizza in the region, voted by you, the Crescent News receiver. Tomaso has the ball teed up at the 40 on the far side. Short kick picked up at the 25 by Clement. Breaks a couple tackles, falls forward to the 40-yard line. So the Columbus Grove offense will have 59 seconds to go, and I believe 1 timeout remaining. So after the 96-yard Schaefer scamper, the Rams have battled all the way back to take a 21-17 lead. But Columbus Grove has a very, very high-powered offense. Ball's on the far side hash. 2 receivers near side, 2 far side. Reynolds, straight back drop, out in the flat, out there with the catch. Braylon Baxter. Gain of about 8 on the play will be 2nd and 2 on their side of the 50-yard line. 54 seconds remain. Far side hash, Reynolds, straight back, looks, throws over there. The ball's a little bit short. Looks like they're going to rule that a catch. Clement picked it off the turf. We have a whistle, and we have a little bit of confusion here. What's going on? Clock's down to 49 seconds. going to have a meeting of the officials to see if that was actually a catch or not. Going to rule it a catch. First down, Columbus Grove. Gabe Clement picked it off the shoe tops and grass top for a first down, 49 seconds, 48 and counting now. First and 10, Columbus Grove from the Sonora 48-yard line. Shotgun formation, two receivers near and two receivers far. Reynolds looking, fires over the middle out here, has the ball in and out of the hands. Jackson Schroeder. Schroeder was going towards the post and broke it towards the sideline, was out here open. Had the ball go in and out of his hands. Second and 10, 36 seconds remaining. Tenora 21, Columbus Grove 17. Fantastic game. Rams fell behind early. Battled back to take the lead. Two receivers near, two receivers far side. Reynolds shotgun formation. Metzger next to him. Straight back. Fakes. Throws it deep. Ball's out there. Knocked away. Clement was the intended receiver. Looked like KP DeLarber out there. Down to 29 seconds. Be third and 10 from the Tenora 48-yard line. Ball far side hash. Two receivers near side, two far side, one back. Reynolds, straight back drop. Reynolds under a little bit of pressure, throws off his back foot, throws it towards the far sidelines. Out of bounds, incomplete pass. Cole Anders on the coverage. Braylon Baxter, the intended receiver, will be fourth and 10. 22 seconds remain. Columbus Grove offense staying on the field. Rams 21, Bulldogs 17. Big fourth and 10 here for the Rams D again. Inside handoff, Metzger breaks free. Got the first down, spins out of a couple tackles all the way down to the Tenora 30-yard line. Down to 15 seconds. Don't forget they have an All-State kicker, Reese Verhoff. Clock's at 10, 9, Reynolds, far sideline, catch made out there, Gabe Clement. Down to 5 seconds. Gain of 6 on the play, he's second and 4, ball is on the Tenora 23. We have another timeout on the field. See what Columbus Grove wants to do. From here, it would be about a 40-yard field goal for Reese Verhoff. For those of you tuning in and out, a couple kickers in Rams past history probably compares to Reese Verhoff. They're going to try the field goal with 5 seconds remaining. Ball's on the far side hash. Ball will be placed down right on the 30. Verhoff, right-footed kicker. Good snap, good kick. Long enough, and it's good. 40-yard field goal as time expires by Verhoff. Puts Columbus Grove 1 point closer, so we'll head into halftime at Clymer Stadium here in Columbus Grove. Tenora Rams 21, Columbus Grove Bulldogs 20. First quarter scoring, 9:09 remaining in the first quarter. Verhoff with a 20-yard field goal put Columbus Grove up 7-0. They came right back. 4:28 remaining. 9-yard run. Extra point was good. 10-0. Columbus Grove over Tenora. 3:34 remaining. Christian Camaso with a 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point good was 10-7. Columbus Grove. Second quarter. 10:54 remaining. 1-yard touchdown run by Reynolds put Columbus Grove up 17-7 after the extra point. Rams came right back. 3-yard touchdown. 4:15 remaining. Extra point by Camp was good. 17-14. Rams trailed. Then the play of the game so far. The Rams underneath their own goalpost basically trying to run the half out. Nolan Schaefer broke free for a 96-yard touchdown run with 1:04 remaining. Extra point was good by Camp, 21-17. And right before the half expired, Verhoff with a 40-yard field goal. Halftime score, Tenora 21, Columbus Grove 20. We'll be back with second half action in a few moments. Again, thanks for everybody for tuning in. We appreciate everybody on Facebook Live watching. Definitely a record set tonight. And if you're listening on the radio app, we appreciate that too. Congratulations to cross-country teams. Boys finished second at the districts in Ottawa. They're on to regionals. Girls finished fourth, also on to regionals. The volleyball team will play Monday at Fairview, Mulberry Lake. So, fantastic time for Tenora Rams sports.
High standards, hard work, sincerity. For the past 37 years, those have been the day-to-day ideals behind Bat and Stevens, regarded as one of the finest auto body repair shops in the 6-county area. Our technicians understand how you feel about your vehicle, so they're trained to know your automobile inside and out. Bat and Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. We will work closely with you to ensure your complete satisfaction. We believe full service is one of the keys to complete collision repair. Once your vehicle enters our shop, you can be sure it is handled with the utmost attention to detail at every phase of the repair process. Our skilled professionals are committed to this high standard of quality on every job, from small dings to major collision damage, whether it is just fitting decorative trim pieces or restoring your vehicle's entire structure. We work on all makes and models, foreign and domestic, including recreational vehicles. Our state-of-the-art equipment helps us perform every kind of job with a lifetime guarantee. Free estimates can be obtained anytime, and loaner cards are available by appointment. Bat & Stevens Body Shop has also been selected as the 2020 Crescent News Reader's Choice Awards Favorite Body Shop in the 6-County area. Bat & Stevens Body Shop, located in downtown Jewell, Ohio. 419-497-3111. That's 419-497-3111.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of hand over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get you all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or visit their Facebook page for online booking. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon, a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Do you need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66, north in Defiance, Ohio, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything. Well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. Do you need a small loan? Wooden Indian Pawn can assist you with that as well. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880 or visit online at woodenindianpawn.com and be sure to check out their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams! Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal projects and can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. For excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290, or for trucking needs, call Brad at 419-481-3738. Be sure to visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your local excavating and trucking specialist, says go Rams. Higbee Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School as well as the Tri-County area since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much, much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery also offers custom artwork if it is needed to complete your project. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street, right here in Defiance, Ohio. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. If you are looking for a customizable item, Higbee Embroidery is your place. Higbee Embroidery, a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2555. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams!
High standards, hard work, sincerity. For the past 37 years, those have been the day-to-day ideals behind Bat and Stevens. Regarded as one of the finest auto body repair shops in the 6-county area. Our technicians understand how you feel about your vehicle, so they're trained to know your automobile inside and out. Bat and Stevens will provide you with fine workmanship at a fair price. We will work closely with you to ensure your complete satisfaction. We believe full service is one of the keys to complete collision repair. Once your vehicle enters our shop, you can be sure it is handled with the utmost attention to detail at every phase of the repair process. Our skilled professionals are committed to this high standard of quality on every job, from small dings to major collision damage. Whether it is just fitting decorative trim pieces or restoring your vehicle's entire structure, we work on all makes and models, foreign and domestic, including recreational vehicles. Our state-of-the-art equipment helps us perform every kind of job with a lifetime guarantee. Free estimates can be obtained anytime, and loaner cards are available by appointment. Bat and Stevens Body Shop has also been selected as the 2020 Crescent News Reader's Choice Awards Favorite Body Shop in the 6-County area. Bat and Stevens Body Shop, located in downtown Jewell, Ohio. 419-497-3111. That's 419-497-3111.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of hand over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get you all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or visit their Facebook page for online booking. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon, a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Do you need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66, north in Defiance, Ohio, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything. Well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. Do you need a small loan? Wooden Indian Pawn can assist you with that as well. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880 or visit online at woodenindianpawn.com and be sure to check out their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialist. Say go Rams! Signs Excavating of Defiance, Ohio offers a variety of excavating and trucking services. Signs Excavating can assist with general excavating services, demolition, and emergency repair work. During the winter months, Signs Excavating can also handle any large snow or ice removal projects and can assist in any equipment hauling needs. Located at 2147 State Route 66, Signs Excavating is family-owned and operated since 1999. For excavating needs, call Josh at 419-769-2290, or for trucking needs, call Brad at 419-481-3738. Be sure to visit them online at signsexcavating.com or Signs Excavating on Facebook. Signs Excavating, your local excavating and trucking specialist, says go Rams. Higby Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higby and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School as well as the Tri-County area since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much, much more, Higby Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higby Embroidery also offers custom artwork if it is needed to complete your project. Higby Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street, right here in Defiance, Ohio. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higby.com or Higby Embroidery on Facebook. If you are looking for a customizable item, Higby Embroidery is your place. Higby Embroidery, a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2425. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams! back to the action on Tenora Rams Sports Live. Here comes more Tenora Rams Sports action. Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
And we're back. About 2 minutes left before second half. And I think Tenora will get the ball. First quarter scoring quickly on top, 10-0 was Columbus Grove after a 24-yard Verhoeff field goal and a 9-yard touchdown run by Reynolds. Christian Camaso cut the lead to 10-7 on a 6-yard run. At the end of the first quarter, it was 10-7 Columbus Grove. Second quarter, Blake Reynolds from 1 yard out. Extra point was good, 17-7 Bulldogs over the Rams. 3-yard touchdown quarterback keeper by Nolan Schaefer straight ahead. Cut the lead after the extra point by Camp. 4:14 remaining. 17-14. Then the play of the game so far. Nolan Schaefer with a 96-yard touchdown run with 1:04 remaining in the first quarter, or first half. My apologies, second quarter, first half. Extra point was good. Rams grabbed a 21-17 lead, and then right before the end of the half, after converting several key third downs, Reese Verhoeff with a 40-yard field goal as time expired, cutting the Rams' lead to 21-20. Rams' defense actually probably, outside of a few big plays, kept the Bulldogs' offense in check. When they scored 20 points, it's probably hard to say that, but several key third down conversions kept drives alive, giving Bulldogs credit. They put points on the board. So, thanks for all the ex-players for tuning in and commenting. It's fantastic. So, Logan posted a couple scores there, a couple of shockers, lots of close games. So the winner of this will play the winner of Cary and Archibald next Saturday night. Verhoeff has the ball teed up at the 40. Right in the middle. End over end deep kick. Chases Groove back all the way to his 1 yard line. Max takes it out. Tackled at about the 14 yard line. Max Verhoeff, all-state kicker for these Bulldogs of Columbus Grove. So the Rams will take over. Third quarter, 11:55 remaining. Tenora 21, Columbus Grove 20. Thanks for tuning in on Facebook Live and on the Rams radio app. With the Rams, we were talking at halftime, me and Logan. What they hope to do is come out here, eat about 7 minutes off the clock with a time-consuming drive down the field, scoring points and keeping the Bulldog offense off the field. Hand off to Larber in the backfield. Loss of 2 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 12 for the Rams offense. Just underway third quarter. 11:36 and counting. Ball's on the 14-yard line. Ball's on the far side hash. Tenora going left to right. For those of you on the radio, Tenora all white jerseys, black pants, green helmets, Columbus Grove red jerseys, dark gray pants. Inside handoff. Straight ahead goes KP DeLarber. Gets to the 19-yard line. Gain of about 7 on the play. We'll bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Tenora offense. Zane and Javen Gaines and Cole Camaso unable to go tonight. Best wishes to those three. Ball's on the far side hash. Max Grube breaks the huddle. Comes near side. Two backs in the backfield. Inside handoff goes to Anders from the wing spot. Cole gets to about the 25. It's going to be about 2 yards short of a first down. Rams will be forced to punt. 4th and 2 from their own 24-yard line. Ben Mendez will come on to punt. Dangerous returner Gabe Clement, averaging 37 yards a punt return with three touchdowns. Mendez, end over end kick, across the 50, rolls into Columbus Grove territory. Works touchdown there by Gavin Eckert. So Columbus Grove will take over, first and 10. First possession here of the second half. The ball will be on their own 47-yard line. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Metzger in the backfield next to Reynolds. Reynolds pitches out there to Metzger. Metzger over the right side. Metzger across the 50 down to about the Tenora 47-yard line. Gain of six on the play by Colin Metzger. Metzger, a 5'10 junior. Second and five from the 48, 9:24 and counting. Tenora by one, straight ahead. Reynolds falls forward. He's going to be just short of the first down. Falls across the Tenora 45 to the 44-yard line. Gain of four on the play. Will be third and one. Flag on the play. Rams defense jumped offside. That'll be a first down on the third and one. So the Bulldogs will get a new set of downs on the offside penalty on the Rams defense. First and 10 from the Tenora 39, 8:55 and counting on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Get some Drop Zone Pizzeria this weekend. Best pizza you'll ever have. Straight ahead goes Reynolds. Reynolds across the 40, falls forward to the 37-yard line. Gain of three on the play. Second and seven. 8:30 and counting in the third quarter. Thanks for tuning in. All-time record set for viewers on Facebook Live. Thanks for those of you listening in your car or your barn or your bonfire, however you're listening for on the app. We appreciate that as well. Far side hash. Reynolds straight back drop. Looking under pressure. Can't get free, and he's sacked all the way back at the 44-yard line. Loss of about seven on the play. Baden Hancock on the sack for the Rams defense. Will be third and 15 for Columbus Grove. Thank you for tuning in, Linda and Brenda. Ball's on the far side hash. Two receivers near side, two far side. Metzger next to Reynolds in the Bulldogs' backfield. Huge third and 15 for the Rams' defense. Reynolds looking. Fires over the middle, fires deep. Ball's out there, knocked away. Knocked away by Max Grove. Huge play on the Rams' defense, fourth and 15. .727 remaining third quarter. Tenora by one, 21-20. Special teams on the field. Cole Anders back deep at his own 10. Bearhoff at his 42. Kicks. Almost blocked again by Grady Gusweiler. Sails out of bounds at about the 10-yard line where the Rams offense will take over after the punt by Reese Verhoff. About 34 yards on the punt by Verhoff. 7:20 remaining. Tenora 21. Columbus Grove 20. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Actually, the ball's at the 18. So Nolan Schaefer and the Tenora offense will take over first and 10, second possession here in the third quarter, leading by one. In round three of the Division 6 Region 22 playoffs. Far side hash, Rams going left to right. All white jerseys, black pants, green helmets. Schaefer pitches. Christian Camaso. Camaso falls forward to the 25, 26-yard line. Gain of about 8 for Christian. Usually here in the middle to late third quarters into the fourth quarter, the Rams' fantastic offensive line tends to dominate, but Columbus Grove has a little bit of size to their line, so let's see what the Rams' offensive line can do here midway through the third quarter heading into the fourth to protect this one-point lead. Grube, near side. Wolfram at the tight end position. Camaso, DeLarber. Schaefer under center. Bobbles a snap, gets it. Straight ahead goes DeLarber. Fumble on a play, picked off the ground by Columbus Grove. First turnover of the game. First turnover for the Rams. Big turnover. Columbus Grove will take over first and 10 from the Tenora 30. .637 remaining as Columbus Grove takes over. Three receivers near side. One back, Metzger, off to Reynolds' right-hand side. Clement in motion. He gets the handoff. Clement on the far side stumbles as he turned the corner. Clement with a decent gain on the play. Gain of about 6-7. Gain of 7 on the play. 6-19 and counting on your drop zone pizzeria scoreboard here in the third quarter. Sonora 21, Columbus Grove 20. Round 3, Division 6, Region 22 playoffs. Metzger, the handoff, straight ahead goes Colin Metzger. We close to a first down, and he has it. Metzger with a gain of about 5 on the play. Ball's on the far side hash. Three receivers near side. Reynolds. Metzger gets the handoff from Reynolds. Goes straight ahead. All the way down to about the 5-yard line. Goes Colin Metzger. First and goal. From the 8-yard line, 5:30 and counting. Rams clinging to a 1-point lead. Huge turnover by the Rams offense. Columbus Grove trying to make them pay. Reynolds fakes the handoff to Metzger, keeps it, straight ahead goes Reynolds. Blake Reynolds. Gain of 1 yard. Bring up 3rd and 1. 3rd and 1. From the Rams' 9-yard line, 4:50 and counting, Tenora by 1, 21-20. Reynolds, three receivers near side. Metzger to his right. Reynolds gives the handoff. Untouched through the line goes Colin Metzger for a 9-yard touchdown run, giving the Bulldogs a 26-21 lead. So 4:36 remaining, extra point coming. 26-21. Offense stays on the field. They're going to go for 2. 5-point lead now, trying to get that to 7. Two receivers near side, two far side. Reynolds, shotgun formation. Metzger next to him. We have a whistle. And we have a timeout by the Rams defense. Timeout Tenora. That's their first timeout. Columbus Grove with 3 timeouts. Tenora with 2. So a crucial turnover by the Rams offense. Clinging to a 1-point lead. Turn the ball over. Their own 30-yard line on the fumble. Blake Reynolds and the Bulldogs offense made them pay. Playoff round 3 especially. Can't have any mistakes if you're looking to advance. Very well played game for both teams. Minimal penalties, which has been a crutch for the Rams. Three receivers far side, shotgun formation, as Columbus Grove is going for two on the point after touchdown. Metzger to his right. Reynolds takes it. Tries to get in the end zone. Stretches the ball, and I don't think he got it. He does not get it. Reynolds is short. So the score will remain 26-21. We will head to the other end for the kickoff.
The Drop Zone Pizzeria offers the area's best mouth-watering pizza, wings, subs, calzones, and ice-cold drinks. In fact, in just its second year of operation, the Drop Zone Pizzeria has been voted by the Crescent News readers as the best pizza in the area. From grandma pizza to pickle pizza, the Drop Zone Pizzeria is always looking outside the pizza box for something special for its customers. Drop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria and try for yourself in Ayersville at 13995 Fruit Ridge Road, or order the area's best pizza by calling 419-395-2525. Drop Zone Pizzeria is open at Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. You can visit them on Facebook at the Drop Zone Pizzeria. You can also order online or stop by the Drop Zone Pizzeria in person in downtown Ayersville. Go Rams! Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
Bear Health has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Columbus Grove 26, Tenora 21, 4:36 remaining in the third quarter here from Climber Stadium. Bear Health approaches the ball, right-hand boot, deep end-over-end kick, taken at the goal line by Max Grove. Max out over the 20 to 25, 30, 35, turns the corner to the 40, and he stepped out of bounds. We have a flag. Or is that a... It's not a flag. My apologies. There's leaves all over there in the end zone. It kind of looks like a flag. So, no flag on the play. Fantastic return. Max Grube all the way out to the 34-yard line. 34-yard return by Grube. First and 10 Rams offense. 4:28 remaining third quarter. 26-21 Bulldogs over Tenora. Near side hash, two backs in the backfield. Schaefer pitches Tomaso. Christian, ball hit the ground. Looked like he was down. So Tomaso with a gain of about six. Ball hit the ground and then came out. Second and four Tenora from their own 40. Now trailing by five after the turnover on their last possession. Schaefer in with the sideline, or from the sidelines with the play. Grube near side. Anders far side receiver. DeLarber and Tomaso straight ahead. That's Edwards, Brandon Edwards with the carry. Edwards close to a first down. He's going to be short by about a yard. Be third and one. As we approach the 3:30 mark here in the third quarter, Columbus Grove 26, Tenora 21. Winner advances to play next Saturday, the winner of Fairview and Clay, which is a close game. That game was moved to Defiance High School from Fairview. Huge third and one. Full house backfield. Schaefer. Inside handoff, Brandon Edwards, first down to Nora. Edwards across the 45 to the 47-yard line. Gain of four for Brandon Edwards. Third running back in the stable of running backs for this Tenora wing tee offense. -40 degrees at the second half kickoff, 46 at opening kickoff. Under 3 minutes here in the third quarter. DeLarber in motion. Schaefer keeps it. Schaefer looking. Schaefer stumbles to the 45, 44, 43-yard line. Nolan Schaefer close to a Tenora first down, but will be short. Schaefer had DeLarber out there. He looked to pitch it, but he faked the pitch off the left side of the Rams offense. Nolan with a gain of 8 will be 2nd and 2 as we approach the 2-minute mark here. 2:14 and counting on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. 26-21 Columbus Grove. Barside hash. Grove barside receiver. Schaefer under center. Inside handoff, Anders. Anders, 40. Falls forward to the 37-yard line. Cole Anders, gain of 7. First down to Nora. The change keep moving. I wish we'd go live all the time, but unfortunately, this is the only year we've been allowed to do live video. So, probably do live video for basketball the way it sounds. But yes, we love live video. Unfortunately, we just aren't allowed except for this year. One receiver far side, Anders, near side receiver, Grube. Schaefer under center. Schaefer fires down. Sidelines got Grube out there. Grube up with the catch. Looked like it was interfered with. Incomplete pass. Grube was out there. Went up to catch the ball, but had a little issue getting the ball, we'll say. So, there's no flag on the play. It'll be 2nd and 10, Tenora, from the 38-yard line of Columbus Grove. 1:17 here in the third quarter. Columbus Grove 26, Tenora 21 on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Ball's on the far side hash. Tight formation. Grube, far side receiver. Two backs in the backfield. Pitch goes to Edwards. Edwards off the left side. Brandon Edwards falls forward to the 29-yard line. Or the 34, my apologies. Again, we're not as high as we usually are. So it's hard to see on the far side hash over there with the crowned field. Down to 42 seconds, opening quarter, 3rd and 6, Rams offense. Another big third down possession for the Rams. Play clock at 5. Schaefer under center. Keeps it. Schaefer dives close to a first down, and I think he has it. First down to Norris. Schaefer across the 30, falls forward to the 27-26. Schaefer and the Rams offense keeps the chains moving. Down to 18 seconds, and that will be the last play here in the third quarter, so we will head to the fourth quarter. Big fourth quarter coming up for both teams. Columbus Grove 26 and Tenora 21.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season. Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
Fourth quarter. Biggest fourth quarter in Tenora program history, or not history, but since 2015. Columbus Grove 26, Tenora 21. Rams are driving 1st and 10 from the Columbus Grove 26-yard line, first and 10. Rams going right to left. For those of you on radio, Rams white jerseys, green numbers, black trim, black pants, forest green helmets. Schaefer far side hash. Inside handoff, Anders. Anders falls forward for a gain of 3. Columbus Grove, red jerseys, white numbers, black trim, dark gray pants, and gray helmets. Kind of like Rydell High from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. That's basically what they look like for you old schoolers like myself. Second and 8, Tenora. Just underway fourth quarter on your drop zone pizzeria. Rams trail by 5, 26-21. Ball's on the 24-yard line. Grube, near side receiver. Schaefer under center. Ball's on the far side hash. Pitch goes to Edwards. Edwards makes a man miss. Spins inside. Still going. Edwards down to the 20. Falls forward to the 18-yard line. Gain of 6 for Brandon Edwards. Third and 3 for the Rams offense. Another big third down play. We get thanks for everybody for tuning in. Columbus Grove people, Tenora people, and everybody chatting with each other. Old players, alumni. It's fantastic to see. 10:40 and counting. Rams driving, trailing by 5. Third and 3. Ball is on the near side hash. Grube, near side receiver. Schaefer fakes a handoff, goes straight ahead, keeps it, dives forward to about the 15. Should have it. First down, Tenora. Nolan Schaefer, quarterback draw, basically, semi-draw. Faked the pitch, ran straight up the middle. First down, Tenora on the Columbus Grove 15-yard line, trailing 26-21. Ball's on the near side hash. Grube, near side receiver. Edwards DeLarber in the backfield. Anders at the wing. Schaefer pitches to DeLarber. DeLarber cuts it up inside. He's down to about the 5. Or the 10. My apologies. Again, we're looking through the players now. So second and 5 from the 10-yard line. Fantastic job by the Rams offense. 9:56 and counting. Biggest drive of the season for the Rams. Biggest drive in 5 years for the Rams. Thank you, Karen, from watching from Montana. And David from Arizona. Wherever you are and however you may be listening, thank you very much. Inside handoff, Edwards. Edwards straight ahead. He's close to the goal line. Brandon Edwards getting a push. First and goal Rams on the 3rd and 5. Edwards would not be denied, nor would the Rams offensive line let him be denied. Last week in the playoff game, we saw the Rams offensive line basically just pushing and pulling for that extra yard or two. First and goal, Tenora. First and 5, 9:44 and counting. Rams trail by 5. 26-21. Play clock is down to 5. Rams are going to have to burn another timeout. Here they're going to have to reset it, one or the other. Schaefer is still over here getting a play from the coach Krause, and the play clock's all the way down to 5. So they're going to reset the play clock, giving the Rams a fresh 25. No penalty or burn timeout. First and goal from the 5, 9:22 and counting. 26-21 Columbus Grove from Clymer Stadium. Bulldogs with a go-ahead touchdown off a Rams turnover late third quarter. Play clock is down to 5. Schaefer rushes to the line. 4, 3. Schaefer under center. Inside handoff goes to DeLarber. DeLarber in for a touchdown. touchdown. KP DeLava from 5 yards out gives the Rams lead. 9 minutes remaining. DeLava puts the Rams up. Yeah. 27-26. Extra point coming from Dylan Camp. Yeah, extra point would put the Rams up by two. Two-point conversion would put them up by three, and with the All-State kicker on the other end, Reese Verhoff, which we saw kick the 40-yarder right at the end of the first half. You probably want a three-point advantage here, so Coach Krause burns his second timeout. Has one remaining. KP DeLarber puts the Rams on top, 27-26. Two-point conversion coming up. And thanks for everybody that's tuned in to see their grandchild cheer or band members. We appreciate that as well. Some people tune in just to see or hear the band or the cheerleaders. Rams are still on the sideline. Or break the sideline huddle now. Onto the field they come. Two-point conversion coming up. Rams with a one-point lead. Schaefer under center. Three backs in the backfield. Schaefer fakes it out there. Has a man open. Two-point conversion. Kaysen Wolfram. Kaysen Wolfram puts the Rams up by three on the extra point. 29-26, Rams grab the lead.
Have your hair and nails gotten out of hand over the past few months? Cut and Polish Salon of Defiance is your local salon to get you all pampered up. Cut and Polish Salon offers a vast range of quality services, including haircuts, highlights, specialty coloring, waxing, manicures, and pedicures. Schedule a visit at their fun, relaxing salon where all of your hair and nail needs are a top priority. Cut and Polish Hair and Nail Salon is located at 413 Hopkins Street in Defiance. Book your appointment today by calling 419-576-5087 or visit their Facebook page for online booking. Cut and Polish Salon says, remember, it's all fun and games until someone breaks a nail. Cut and Polish Salon, a proud supporter of Tenora Rams Live. Back to the action on Tenora Rams Sports Live.
Christian Camuso has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line on the near side hash. Rams with a lead of three. Squib kick across the 30 to the 25, picked up by Schroeder. Schroeder straight ahead for Columbus Grove over the 40 to the 45, maybe 46-yard line. Good field position for the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. Jackson Schroeder. 8:54 remaining, fourth quarter. Tenora 29, Columbus Grove 26. Both teams undefeated this year. Tenora 6-0, Columbus Grove 7-0. Rams had a bye week in week number one of the season. Did not have an opponent as a GMC with an unbalanced schedule. Three receivers, far side. Metzger next to Reynolds in motion. Inside handoff goes to Metzger. Metzger close to the 50. At the 50-yard line, he's tackled. Gain of about six on the play. Cole Metzger with a decent carry on first down. 8:38, 8:37. Rams need a stop. Reynolds throws it out in the flat. Clement across the 50. Shoved out of bounds at about the 46-47 yard line. He's going to be short of a first down by 1 yard. This will be third and a long one for the Columbus Grove offense. Big play for the Rams defense. Straight ahead, Reynolds crossed the 45. First down, Tenora. Rams with one timeout. Columbus Grove with three. Ball's on the far side hash. Reynolds shotgun formation. Claps, gets the snap. Reynolds straight back drop. Looking, under pressure. Reynolds still looking. He's under pressure. Throws it away. Nobody out here. Throws the ball out of bounds in the direction of Jackson Schroeder. Don't see a flag on the play. Reynolds kept going back. Nobody open. Whipped it into the Rams bench. Second and 10. 8:04 remaining. Tenora 29. Columbus Grove 26. Ball's on the far side hash. Columbus Grove going left to right on your radio or phone or computer, however you want to do it. Three receivers far side. Metzger next to Reynolds. Shotgun formation. Inside handoff goes to Metzger. Falls forward. Gain of maybe three on the play. Metzger to the Tenora 43. Third and seven. Hurry up offense for Columbus Grove. Reynolds takes a snap. Rolls near side. Fires out here. The ball's knocked away. Knocked away out there. Nolan Schaefer. Fourth down and eight to go for Columbus Grove. Nolan doesn't see much defense action. Fantastic play by Nolan. Fourth and eight. 7:36 remaining. Tenora by three. 29-26 on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Fourth quarter from Clymer Stadium in Columbus Grove. They're going to go for this. Fourth and eight. Huge play for the Rams defense. Big stop needed. Shotgun formation. Two receivers far side, two near side. Reynolds takes a snap. Looking. Fires over the middle. Has a receiver. He's caught it. Clement, first down. Columbus Grove down to the Tenora 30, maybe 29-yard line. Gabe Clement, the main target for Blake Reynolds, comes through again. First and 10 from the Tenora 30, 7:25 and counting. Rams by three here in the fourth. Two receivers near side, two receivers far side. Reynolds fires deep in the end zone, has a receiver out there. Clement with a touchdown, 30-yard touchdown pass. Reynolds to Clement. They grab the lead again. Columbus Grove, 32-29 over the Rams. 7:13 remaining. Clement. Another huge catch. Extra point coming up by Verhoff. Kick by Verhoff. Up and good. So with 7:13 remaining, Columbus Grove 33, Tenora 29.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season.
7:13 remaining. Verhoff has the ball teed up at the 40. 33-29 Columbus Grove. Fourth quarter. Verhoff approaches the ball, kicks it end over end. Headed for the end zone, bounces into the end zone and through. The Rams will take over at their 20 as Grube and Edwards watches it sail through the end zone. Sorry, everybody, we don't have our normal press box seating So we're sitting with the regular fans tonight, so we apologize for that. But there's nothing we can do about it. We're doing the best we can. So thanks for everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Appreciate seeing everybody's comments, alumni, and fans of Columbus Grove. Schaefer has the ball under center. Pitches out here. DeLarber takes the ball. Across to 30. 35 goes. KP. 40. 50. 40. 30. 20. 10. KP DeLarber. 80 yards. The Rams regain the lead. KP DeLarber. 80-yard touchdown run. The Rams are back in front. Took the pitch from Schaefer. Basically went untouched off the right side or left side of the Rams offensive line. Fantastic job again by the Rams offensive line. Extra point coming up by Camp. 35-33 Tenora by two. Crucial extra point coming up. Schaefer on the hold. Camp kick. Up, it's blocked at the line. 35-33, Rams battle back to take the lead.
Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun of Defiance is your local full-service pawn shop. Do you need some extra cash? Wooden Indian Pawn will pay top dollar. Located at 5727 State Route 66, north in Defiance, Ohio, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun will buy everything, well, almost everything. They buy and sell jewelry, game consoles, firearms, electronics, watches, and band instruments. If you need a small loan, Wooden Indian Pawn can assist you with that as well. Serving Northwest Ohio for over 25 years, Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun is currently carrying a full line of gun and ammunition to fill your needs. Current owner Shar Williams has worked at the Wooden Indian for over 16 years and is an expert in many areas. Hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 419-784-9880 or visit online at woodenindianpawn.com and be sure to check out their Facebook page. Wooden Indian Pawn and Gun, your locally owned pawn specialists. Say go Rams. Back to more football action here on the Tenora Rams Sports Live Network.
Commiso with the ball teed up at the 40. Kicks it out of bounds at the 30. There's going to be a flag on the play. .659. Fourth quarter, Tenora 35, Columbus Grove 33. The Rams are without their normal kicker, Javen Gaines. Dylan Camp took over the kickoff duties for a few games. Christian Commiso, kickoff duties now. Basically, the Rams don't want to kick it deep to Gabe Clement, as we can see all the damage that he's been doing. So the Rams will re-kick. They have the ball teed up at the 35-yard line on near side hash. Christian Commiso has the ball teed up. Approaches the ball. End over end kick. Line drive kick. Picked up by Schroeder at the 35. Knocked down at the 42-yard line. Another huge series for the Rams defense after the Rams offense answered the Columbus Grove touchdown. 6:54, fourth quarter on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Rams by two. Shotgun formation. Reynolds has his receiver switch. Clement goes to the outside spot. Baxter inside slot. Two receivers far side. Reynolds fires over near side. Caught out here by Braylon Baxter. Gain of about six on the play. Second and four for the Columbus Grove offense. 6:30 and counting. Rams by two. 35-33. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Ball's on the near side hash. Reynolds takes a snap, straight back drop. Little screen pass, had it in and out of the hands. John Bannell. Third and four for the Rams defense. ball's on the Columbus Grove side of the 50 on their own 47. Third and four. Near side hash. Two receivers far side. One near side. Metzger in the backfield next to Reynolds. Reynolds takes a snap. Rolls. Throws it out there in the flat. Ball's caught out there. Jackson Schroeder with the catch. First down on the gain of about four. Or five. Gain of five on the play. First down. Columbus Grove. Approaching the six-minute mark here as Columbus Grove gets into Tenora Rams territory. 35-33 Rams in a fantastic high school playoff football game and atmosphere for the limited fans that we have here. Far side hash. Reynolds fires out here. In and out of hands. Braylon Baxter. Second and 10 from the Tenora 46, 5:50 here in the fourth quarter on your Drop Zone Pizzeria scoreboard. Two receivers far side, one near side. Reynolds takes a snap, rolls, fires the other way, has a running back out there with the running back screen down the sideline, goes Metzger. Huge play all the way down to the Tenora 15, I believe. 23. Actually, they're spotting it to 23. 5:41. Big screen pass by the Columbus Grove offense. Ball's all the way down the Tenora 23-yard line. Rams only by two, but Columbus Grove with the All-State kicker. Inside handoff goes to Metzger, Colin Metzger, off the left side of his offensive line. Gain of about four on the play, we'll call it. Second and seven from the Tenora 23-yard line, 5:23 and counting. Far side hash, two receivers near side, two far side. Metzger next to Reynolds in the Columbus Grove backfield. Reynolds under pressure, fires deep down the middle, has a receiver out there, out of the end zone. John Bannell out there. We actually were discussing in pregame that probably Tenora did not want a shootout tonight to win the game. Well, it's 35-33 Rams. 5:01 remaining in the fourth quarter. One of the better offenses Tenora has faced in the last 5 or 6 years. Two receivers near side, two far side. Reynolds shotgun, inside handoff, goes to Metzger. Nobody out there. Metzger cut down after nice pickup on third and eight. First down on the huge third down conversion on the inside handoff by Columbus Grove. Rams had nobody out there on defense. First and 10 from the Tenora 12. Under 5 minutes to go. Rams by two. Metzger looks to the sideline. Play clock's at 20, so they have plenty of time. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Reynolds claps. Looks at the sideline again. Play clock's at 10. Game clock's at 4:30. Reynolds still looking. Still looking. Inside handoff to Metzger. Penalty on the play. I think we're going to have a face mask on the Rams. See what the flag is, but from this angle, which is not a good one, I assure you, look like a face mask. Down to 4:20, Tenora 35, Columbus Grove 33. Rams given everything they have tonight. First and two, balls on the 5-yard line after the personal foul. Pitch goes out there to Metzger, turns the corner, close to the goal line. He's not in. He's cut down short. Metzger with a gain of 3. Second and 1 from the 3. Columbus Grove can get a first down. Clock's down to 3:35 and counting as the Rams cling to this 2-point lead. Reynolds, quarterback keeper, did not pitch it. Dropped down by Baden Hancock. Loss of 1 on the play will bring up 3rd and 2. 3rd and 2 from the Tenora 4. Play clock is approaching 3 minutes. Rams with 1 timeout remaining. Reynolds straight ahead. He's in for the touchdown. Blake Reynolds from 2 yards out puts Columbus Grove back on top. .39-35. Extra point coming up by Veroff. Going for 2, actually. Reynolds straight back, fires over there in the end zone, has a receiver out there. 2-point conversion is good. Braylon Baxter gives them a 6-point lead. .256 remaining, 41, Columbus Grove, 35, Tenora.
Embroidery of Defiance offers custom screen printing and custom embroidery to local high schools and individuals from all areas. Connie Higbee and her staff have been serving and supporting Tenora High School as well as the Tri-County area since 1999. From throws to t-shirts to school jackets and much, much more, Higbee Embroidery is here to serve your custom needs. Higbee Embroidery also offers custom artwork if it is needed to complete your project. Higbee Embroidery is located at 1940 East 2nd Street, right here in Defiance, Ohio. Contact them at 419-428-3000 or visit them online at higbee.com or Higbee Embroidery on Facebook. If you are looking for a customizable item, Higbee Embroidery is your place. Higbee Embroidery, a proud sponsor of the Tenora Rams Live Player of the Game Award. Back to the action on Tenora Rams Sports Live.
Fairhoff has the ball teed up in the center of the hash marks at the 40-yard line. Columbus Grove All-State kicker, Reese Fairhoff, approaches the ball with his right foot, booming end-over-end kick. Edwards takes it at the 3. Straight ahead comes Snorri's Brandon Edwards. Edwards breaks some tackles. There he goes. Far sidelines down the 50. Or the 45 to the close to the 50-yard line goes Edwards. Fantastic return, Brandon Edwards. Edwards with about a 44-yard return. 2:47 remaining, 41-35. Columbus Grove, Division 6, Region 22 playoffs. Winner plays next week, Archibald and Clay winner. Far side hash, Schaefer pitches to Larber, cuts it inside. KP would knock down, gain of about 1 on the play. Again, Rams with just 1 timeout remaining. .225 and counting. Rams trail by 6. Ball is at the Tenora 47-yard line. Far side hash. Schaefer under center. Fakes the handoff. Straight back drop. Fires deep. He's got a receiver out there. Groove. No, there's a flight flag. Max Groove was out there. Had 2 defenders. Groove turned around to catch the ball. Reynolds was back there. That will be 15-yard penalty and a Tenora first down. 1:59 remaining. Rams trail by 6. Penalty takes the ball all the way down to the 38-yard line of Columbus Grove. Drop zone pizzeria scoreboard shows Columbus Grove 41, Tenora 35, Rams across the 50 into Columbus Grove territory. Schaefer under center, DeLarber in motion out of the Rams backfield. Schaefer pitches it in the round, coming to Cole Anders, caught in the backfield, falls forward, saving what he can on that. We have a whistle and we have a player down on the field. Be second and 13 for the Rams. Again, Rams with one timeout. Injured player walking off the field under his own power. Offensive unit on the sidelines talking to head coach Kenny Krause. 1:45 remaining, fourth quarter, 41-35. Columbus Grove with the lead here at Clymer Stadium, home of the Columbus Grove Bulldogs. Rams have plenty of time. Their play clock's at 15. One back in the backfield. Schaefer under center. Anders in motion. Schaefer throws out here. Passes in and out of the hands of one of the Columbus Grove defenders, Blake Reynolds. Had the ball in and out of his hands. Pass was intended for Max Grube. Down to third and 13. Two chances to get 13 yards for the Rams offense. Christian Camuso out. DeLarber and Reynolds in the Rams' backfield. Schaefer shotgun formation. DeLarber splits out wide. Splits to the other side. Play clock's down to 4. Schaefer takes a snap. Rushes coming. He falls down all the way back to the 48-yard line. Huge loss on the play for the Rams' offense. Clock's down to 1:17. This will be fourth down and about 25 for the Rams offense. Fourth and 23. Ball all the way back to the Columbus Grove 49-yard line. Loss of 10 on the play. Rams utilized their final timeout. So play of the game is coming up. 1:17 remaining in the fourth quarter. Columbus Grove 41, Tenora 35. It's fourth and 23. The ball is now on the Tenora side of the 50 at the 49. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Facebook Live. 540 plus viewers tonight. On the Facebook Live part, on the radio side, on the simulcast, probably have close to those numbers as well. Three receivers far side. Edwards splits out, sets near side receiver. Backfield is empty. Schaefer shotgun formation. Schaefer looking. Flag. Schaefer fires over the head of Max Grube. Passes incomplete. There's a flag on the play. May have been illegal motion on the Rams. Down to minute 9. Rams are out of timeouts. We'll see what the flag is. Flag is on Tenora. The penalty is declined. The ball will go over on turnovers to Columbus Grove. And with the Rams out of timeouts, that should wrap it up. And a very exciting game. Well-played game by the Rams. Nothing to be ashamed of. Just ran out of time. Edwards has them in victory formation, takes a knee. May have to take one more snap. Clock is at 1 minute and counting. Columbus Grove 41, Tenora 35. Rams went toe-to-toe with Columbus Grove tonight in a game that, honestly, we didn't think Tenora would have a chance if it got as high as what it is now. But the Rams actually had the lead with 6:59 remaining on a KP Delaware touchdown. So 30 seconds remaining. That will be the final play here from Columbus Grove. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We will have the Bidlack and Investments pregame show coming up.
Are you looking to build that nest egg for retirement or looking to start a small investment portfolio for your family? Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services of Defiance has you covered. Tim Bidlack of Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services has over 10 years of investment experience and can assist in estate planning, IRAs, 401k investments, and other financial planning areas. Are you looking for home and auto insurance? Matthew French can assist in those areas. At Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services, they will work one-on-one with you to make sure your home, auto, or business is protected. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services is located at 912 East 2nd Street in Defiance. Give Tim a call today at 419-438-0023 for a free quote. And don't forget to visit them online at BidlackInsuranceAndFinancialServices.com or visit their Facebook page. Bidlack Insurance and Financial Services. Best of luck to all the Tenora Rams athletes this season.
Final score from Columbus Grove. Columbus Grove 41, Tenora 35. And a fantastic game. Bidlack Insurance postgame show. First quarter scoring. 24-yard field goal by Verhoff of Columbus Grove with 9:09 remaining. Put them on top 3-0. 9-yard run by Reynolds with 4:28. Put them on top 10-0 after the extra point. And we thought Columbus Grove was off and running. But Christian Camaso answered on the 6-yard touchdown run. 3:34 remaining. Extra point was good. Cut the lead to 10-7. Second quarter. Blake Reynolds, 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point good. Columbus Grove out 17-7. Nolan Schaefer coming right back with a quarterback keeper. 3-yard run. Extra point good. 17-14. And then as the Rams were trying to run the clock out, deep in their own end zone, Nolan Schaefer broke free for a 96-yard touchdown run with 104 remaining. Extra point good. Rams led 21-17 right before the half. All-state kicker Reese Verhoff with a 40-yard field goal, cutting the lead. Rams one and a half with a 21-20 lead. Third quarter scoring, 9-yard Metzger touchdown run with 4:36 put the Bulldogs of Columbus Grove back up 26-21. Fourth quarter scoring, K.P. DeLarber from 5 yards out. Two-point conversion by Kason Wolfram was good. Put the Rams on top 27-26. Columbus Grove came right back. 30-yard touchdown pass from Reynolds to Clement. Extra point good. 33-29 Columbus Grove. Rams weren't done. K.P. DeLarber, 80-yard touchdown run. 6:59 remaining. Extra point was no good. 35-33. And with 2:56 remaining, Reynolds with a 2-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. 41-35, your final from Columbus Grove tonight. Seniors for the Rams, Marcus and Max Grube, Ben Mendez, Bryson Stevens, Owen Tong, Elijah Ackerman, Braden Saris, Zane Gaines, and Draven Bartley. Seniors gave it all they had tonight, along with everybody else. Rams played their heart out, just came up a little bit short. Again, thanks for tuning in. We had a record for viewers and everything else tonight. So with that, as me and Logan talked during pregame, we said if the Rams went into this game, trying to outscore Columbus Grove is probably going to be a long day for Tenora. Unfortunately, we got the complete opposite, and we got a shootout tonight. So what are your thoughts tonight, Logan, on the Rams' effort against the high-powered offense and the effort they gave tonight?
Yeah, Keith, I think both teams, first and foremost, both teams played their hearts out. It was a heck of a game, back and forth throughout the whole entire game. I thought both teams' offense proved to be a huge factor tonight. The Rams' defense gave up a couple big plays here and there, but they still held pretty strong throughout the game. I think at the end of the day, and well, at the end of the game, that the Columbus Grove offense and their athletes were just ended up being a little too much for the Rams. But both teams had a great game tonight. Guys all over the field making plays on both sides of the balls. Special teams proved crucial tonight, like me and Keith talked about. But overall, good game by both teams, and excited to see what the Rams have next year.
Yes, this is not a empty class for whatsoever. Actually, probably bigger and better things are expected out of this Rams team next year. We'll lose a few seniors, unfortunately, but the Rams will just reload for next year. So thanks for tuning in. We don't know if we'll have a game next week. Probably say no. Some teams are picking up games, but after this defeat, kind of a heartbreaker. We'll see what Coach Krause and the boys decide to do. So we'll see if we have a game next week. And if we do, we'll be there to cover it for you. Thanks again for everybody for tuning in tonight. Again, we set a record. Facebook live viewers. So everybody, good to see everybody's comments, old players, alumni, and whatnot. So for Logan and myself, final from Columbus Grove was 41-35. Bulldogs advanced to play the winner of Fairview and Clay. Try and get an update on that if we can before we take off. 28-20, Fairview is ahead in the fourth quarter. So good luck to the Columbus Grove Bulldogs, and best of luck to them moving forward. Again, thanks to everybody for tuning in. We'll see everybody. We'll let you know. We'll give you a Facebook update on what the plans are. But appreciate everybody for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Tenora Rams Sports. Be sure to tune in next time when we bring you more Rams action. And follow us online at TenoraRamsSportsAudio.com. Or on Twitter at Tenora Rams Audio.
Unless we hit like a big run.